What I want to talk about is a very small part of Kaddisha Tome, the Mourner's Kaddish, on page 111. It's something that's always confused me and has never been adequately explained to me. I remember my rabbi of my youth saying that, you know, we say Kaddish in memory of the dead, in honor of the dead, and to uplift their spirits, and it doesn't mention death at all. But he never explained the paradox, why you would do that, why you would just pause to praise God. So I feel like the answer to that is something he didn't say, which is on page 111, the third stanza from the bottom, or the third line from the third paragraph from the bottom, however we view that. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata tushbechata v'nehmata da'amiran be'alma v'imru amen. So one danger of reading Aramaic, I find, among rabbis is that they convert the words to Hebrew and translate them from the Hebrew. You look at what the closest sort of cognate word would be in Hebrew, and we know what those mean, so we assume that that's what Aramaic means. I think a real Aramaic, or as it's often called, Syriac scholar would probably do better. But I'm going to translate it to Hebrew because that's the way I learned it, but with that caution that I may be slightly inaccurate or anachronistic. So that phrase is, higher than any blessing or song or praise or comfort that is said on the earth. And we say amen. That's a way of describing God, as if to say, no matter what we say, we will never attain a true praise of God. But I think the key to Kaddish and the why it is recited for mourners is that word nechemata, which is a comfort, which is that God is beyond all the comforts we might say, which is to say, people try to offer simple words of comfort. I'm sorry to hear your mother died. I'm sorry your son is ill. I'm sorry for your loss. Or, you know, time heals all wounds. Or we say a lot of bromides that don't really help. And I think what this is indicating is that there are no words when a death occurs. When someone is in mourning, we are beyond grief and beyond words. And so simply this indicates, you know, we turn to God and praise God because there are no words we could possibly offer you in your time of grief when you reflect upon your loved one, either in Shiva or in Shloshim or in the first year or at every anniversary. The pain is so present that no words could take that away or lessen it. And so all we are left with is our tenuous connection with the divine and our efforts to believe, as the rest of the Kaddish does, that there is something greater than us and that something will transcend our grief, and that God is ultimately good and powerful, and maybe at moments of grief we are incapable of seeing that or speaking that, but we try anyway.